At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Thank you, Picker. I like hearing that song first thing here on Sunday morning. And good morning to all you listeners out there. My name is R.T. Lowe, and you're listening to For Your Information here on Cox Radio, KTHT. For Your Information is a public affairs program, and we try to have guests on from the community to tell us about things in their area of expertise. And today we have a person that's involved in a major part of our community, Dr. Daryl Myers, and he is the superintendent of schools for Cleveland Independent School District.
Good morning, RT. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you on. I know you've just gotten over being a little sick and your congestion and such. It seems like we talked about a year ago was the last time so much has happened, but it hadn't been that long. But boy, it has been eventful, hasn't it?
It has. I'll tell you, this August with everything that's gone on, obviously we were trying to get ready to start school, and then, you know, we're hit with Harvey and delayed school start, and have a shelter at our Southside campus, and it's just been a whirlwind for the last couple of weeks here.
And luckily, that Southside campus, it got built up, so it was high and dry.
It was. We were fortunate with that campus. It really is a good location for some of our folks that were in need of a shelter, and we were able to help them out for about 48 hours. So it all worked out really, really good for us.
Well, I guess the best way to start this out, folks, Cleveland Independent School District is a pretty good-sized school district. It's kind of an elongated school district that goes all the way down to Harris County, right?
Right. We run from San Jacinto County all the way down to Harris County. So it's 144 square miles in our school district, but it's a very narrow district. It's just very elongated, so it stretches out.
Folks, I'd give you an idea for those of you outside of the greater Cleveland area. Gives you an idea where the school district is. And some of the things that are going on, of course, with the storm and all, did we have much damage to our buildings?
Now, you know, RT, we were really, really fortunate. I would have thought from looking at the rainfall totals and being over around the high school that we were going to have water in our high school, but we did not. And we didn't have water in any of our schools, thank goodness. And the only damage that we really had were to a couple of buildings where the roof had leaked next to the wall. And we had some water run down the wall and mess some carpet up, which we were able to immediately get some folks in there to do some restoration on that carpet and save it. But we did have some tile. That was in our junior high school band hall where the carpet got wet. But we were able to like I said, get the restoration folks in there and save that. Then over at our technology building, which is right here next to Southside campus, we had some water that came, windblown water through the flashing around one of the walls, and it actually lifted some tile up in that building. And all we really did with that is take the tile up. It was okay as far as our asbestos management plan, And we took that tile up and went ahead and just essentially, since it's nothing but a technology building, we just went ahead and stained the concrete and went back with it like that. So those were really the only two problems that we had. And that's... certainly that wasn't anywhere near enough to meet our deductible with our insurance carrier. So we were really, really fortunate during the storm.
That's amazing. It's good to hear. And we're speaking with Dr. Daryl Myers. He is the superintendent of schools for the Cleveland Independent School District. I guess everybody has said it 1,000 times, but that's the most rain, hopefully, that we'll ever see at one time.
I certainly hope so. I stayed, instead of, a lot of times on the weekend, I'll go to my farm, and I was afraid to leave because of not being able to get back in, so we stayed here, and I've never seen water come down like that. It was just incredible. And do have some folks that I'm friends with in the education business, you know, that had buildings that were flooded that they're not going to be able to get in for another year and those type things. So we were just extremely fortunate here in Cleveland that none of our buildings were damaged like that.
Yeah, you feel for the folks in Kingwood and places like that lost the whole schools.
Yeah, well, you know, like at Miss Huckabee over at Huldazetta, they lost their elementary school, and it just so happens that Hardin had moved into their new elementary school and it had the old one sitting there. So the kids over at Huldazetta are going to elementary and the old Hardin Elementary School. So they were very fortunate to have that available to them. But at the same time, they have serious issues with the elementary school that was flooded.
Absolutely. I guess the next thing, you had a lot of construction going on.
We did. I'll say this for our construction folks, it slowed down obviously as the storm was right here on us for a couple of days. But as soon as that threat passed, it went on eastward. Our folks were back working and getting after it, and we had a little bit of construction damage to some cabinetry that was sitting on a slab inside a building where there was some wind-driven water that came in, but it wasn't anything that was really significant. It's just a matter of replacing a couple of panels on the cabinets and things like that. And other than that, we were fine as far as our construction went, but we were very fortunate that those guys didn't lose much time. They lost probably about 3 days in there, but that was about it.
That's amazing also.
I was surprised. We were working and everything. I was just surprised that they could even get into the area after that. 59 was still closed. I'm still not sure how they got here. It may have been by boat, but they did show up, so they found a way.
And we're speaking with Dr. Daryl Myers. He is the superintendent of schools for the Cleveland Independent School District. I have a feeling that if they got down any of the major ways of getting here, then you took a boat. I tell you, it was tough. Okay, I got one a little question that has a kind of... I've been wondering about you. We have a new field at the football stadium.
How
did it hold up?
It held up really well. To be honest with you, that's another surprise for me. When we were getting 40 or 50 some odd inches of water, I thought, well, that thing's probably floated away, and that'll be an insurance issue, but. Surprisingly, it did great. We had a little bit of our feel of on the turf, which is a rubber type particle. We had a little bit of it on the track that floated up, and there is one spot that maybe is the size of a football that is a depression underneath that field that they actually repaired last Wednesday. So the field held up great, much to my surprise. I can't imagine much of anything holding up as much water as we had, but it did, and we're very grateful for that as well.
Yeah, I can only imagine what it would have been like if the old field was there.
well, fortunately, you know, when we put that new field in, obviously there's a French drain all the way around it, and it's built to handle, you know, 6 or 7 inch rains. Obviously, nothing's built to handle the type of weather we had, but it did handle it really well with our old field and the drains that we had. There's no telling. It would have just been a lake.
You would be holding those, what do they call those, mud track events, you know, big tires and all?
Exactly, you know. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that the board went with turf on that field is, you know, now we play both men's and women's soccer, and we have three soccer teams, a varsity and a JV on the men's side, and the women's side is just one varsity team. But the soccer is really tougher on the field than the football is. And
yes.
And the time that they play during the year is just, it's always wet. So they generally wind up playing in a mud bowl. But this year, fortunately, we'll be able to have them play on a decent surface.
All those things sound good. On the negative end, of a lot of your students, they're dealing with some really tough situations where they've lost families that's lost everything out there.
There's some real tragedies that have occurred during this process, and we've had students and families that have lost everything, you know, they're going to have to rebuild from scratch, and you know, your heart goes out to those folks. I will say that a community in California, Manhattan Beach, the Manhattan Beach Unified School District, and as well as the Manhattan Beach City, kind of adopted us, and they put together seven U-Haul vans.
Wow.
full of supplies, everything from school supplies to Skechers shoes. There was 3,000 pairs brand new Skechers shoes on the trucks, and they came in and probably the Thursday after the storm, and that Saturday we spent the day distributing those at the high school to the community, and it really was a great opportunity to serve the community. And our faculty and our staff came out. Our high school kids were there, various organizations to work, and also some folks that actually drove the trucks down from Manhattan Beach were there, and they were involved. And it was just a great day to be able to help some of our community and to serve our community. So we really appreciate Manhattan Beach and Manhattan Beach Unified School District, as well as our faculty and staff, for coming to the aid of our families.
Now I hadn't heard that story before, so that's
yeah. We started at 9 and we ended approximately at 2:30, and we served about 518 families that came through in their cars. And like I said, we had everything from baby formula to school supplies, Skechers shoes, clothing, you name it. And we allowed them to have a shopping list in the car, and they filled it out. And our folks had shopping carts that were generously donated for the day by our area merchants. And they went shopping for them at the various stations and picked up their items that they needed and met them at the end of the line, and we loaded it in the car, and they were able to, you know, benefit from that. So
wow.
Really, really proud of our kids and our faculty, and like I said, the Manhattan Beach folks as well.
Yeah. We're speaking with Dr. Daryl Myers. He's the superintendent of schools for Cleveland Independent School District, talking about some of the things that happened as a result of the horrible storm Harvey that came through here and dumped copious amounts of water everywhere. And as we were talking, one of the main things about the storm was how much water were on the roads and people unable to get around. Has this been a problem for our bus and transportation folks?
Yeah, it really has. You know, our subdivisions fared okay as far as the roads holding up for the most part. We've had some issues down 1010 with some diversions that where the water had eroded the road and having to detour around that. So it has affected us, and it has affected traffic down there and being able to get kids to school. But you know, we're trying to work through it. And you know, as always, we're still growing. So when we opened the doors this year, we had 500 more kids than we had last May. So
really,
that's also affecting our transportation and so forth. So when we ended our school year last year, we ended with about 4,000, well, actually it was 4,979 students. And as of last Wednesday, we were up to 5,511.
My goodness.
So over that summer, we picked up about 500 kids, and obviously that affects our transportation and our ability to get kids to and from school in an efficient manner. And you know, it just doesn't seem like we can hire bus drivers fast enough and get them trained fast enough to be able to keep up with our growth.
It sounds like the growth is not going to slow down, obviously, but it sounds like the storm kind of put a pinch on how your people are able to get around and having to go on some roads and they're probably not too thrilled about traveling on, although I'm sure safety is, of course, the main concern.
Sure, safety is our main issue, to make sure that, you know, whether roads or any type of culvert or not undercut, and obviously TxDOT and the county, as well as the city, work real close with that, you know, but that's some of our concern. But as transportation goes, you know, we had a lot of people that lost cars in this event. And as a result of that, when those parents lose cars, your bus ridership goes up as well, because some of those that bring their kids to school or enjoy bringing their kids to school and dropping them off and picking them up can't do that anymore. So they're on the bus, and just really really affects the bus ridership as far as numbers are concerned.
Yeah, I hadn't actually considered that. All those cars that were lost, that's not being able to take those kiddos to school. Now you've got even more people on the bus.
Oh, well, we do. And you know, it's transportation. I think with the growth, we handle the growth with our buildings and with our portable buildings, and obviously those buildings that we're under construction with right now, and we have some that that are in the design phase that are coming going to be coming to a construction phase pretty quickly. We handle that pretty well. It seems like the transportation issue is where we have the most problems with that fast or extremely fast growth.
And we're speaking with Dr. Daryl Myers. He is the superintendent of schools for Cleveland Independent School District. Obviously, the transportation is an issue now, and the growth, as we said, is going to continue. It's just amazing that it was that much over the summer. You started school a week late. How is that? You and I talked one time. I don't know if you even remember. It was kind of off the air about trying to put together a school calendar.
That's a jigsaw puzzle. RT, that you're right. I do remember that conversation, and school calendars are pretty rigid as far as the number of days that you go to school, and then trying to plug in all the times that families need to be off and be together and what have you. So it can get pretty convoluted, but. Luckily, our Commissioner of Education, Commissioner Rath, recognized the magnitude of this event, and he has essentially allowed schools that were affected by it, such as those in Liberty County, Harris County, and so forth, to apply for waivers for those days.
Really?
Yes, sir. So, we still have our bad weather makeup days. We don't have to use those. They're still in our calendar, and
wow.
We applied for a waiver for 4 days of school. So we'll be forgiven those, and the board passed a proclamation, that we would apply for the waiver. We've done that, and as of last Wednesday, we received information that was approved. So. We've gone in and rectified our calendar to reflect that, and we're set to go for the rest of the year.
I tell you what, that was actually I was concerned about how y'all were going to juggle everything around and still give the kids the time off. And there's things like you have to have special work days for your teachers and things, and all
Correct.
Those had to be scheduled. I could just see you having to redo everything.
Correct.
So this is an amazing thing for you not having to do.
I was certainly appreciative of the commissioner for understanding just the magnitude and the number of school districts that were affected by this, and our commissioner is a pretty level-headed guy, and he understands that there's so much you can do, and then. You need some relief. So he was able to provide us with some relief. And, the expectations are still high. He has high expectations, and as well he should for our kids. But at the same time, he recognized the situation that we were in and that it was not good. And that would just put more stress on families and kids. So he made a very, very good call there.
Well, that's a positive, definitely. Another thing that I was wondering about, I know when you're talking about so many people's life, there was loss of life, obviously. Their livelihoods, a lot of people lost that, and then homes. And among those football games and contests and such are kind of low on the order, but it's still an important part of the school and how the kids enjoy it. So
right.
What's the situation with the athletic events and things like that? Have we got any obviously nobody could play for that 1 week there.
Right. You're right. It's for adults when we're facing those type issues, it's a low priority. But when you look at it through the kids' eyes, it's an opportunity to get back to normal.
Yes.
And to give them some normalcy. So we did lose 1 week where we weren't able to play. But the following week, we essentially were able to have our football game, and we haven't missed a game other than the one that was the opener when the storm hit, and our band's been able to go. And a good thing about that is, again, with that field, we were able to get that band and march on that field because it was dry, and the football team was able to work on that field when everything else around here was pretty much mud. So,
yes.
Again, that helped us out. But our kids are resilient, and they came back. Yeah, they were out of school for a while, but we came back and resumed practices on Labor Day. And they've been, I'll tell you what, the opening day of school, the day after Labor Day, it was like those kids that had never left school. They picked up right where they left off last year. I was very proud of them. They did a great job, and it's been a really smooth start to school as far as our kids and our classes are concerned.
Well, that is a great thing to hear, because it was rough on a lot of adults, but this is a major event for a young person. They haven't been around that long, and this kind of event is a once in a lifetime event for us older folks, for that matter.
Exactly, and you know, in speaking with the board, and as you know, the board's given input on decisions that we make about when to have school or when not to have school, and talking with them, they recognize the fact that, you know, yeah, we've got a lot of cleanup to do, and we have people that are really suffering tragedies with this thing, but the quicker we can get our kids back in school and get them back in a routine, the better it is mentally, for their mental health and their well-being, to get them back in a routine of something that they're accustomed to and that's normal to them.
Well, I think y'all did a pretty amazing job getting things back in the swing of things right after Labor Day, excuse me.
Yeah, you know, and that's a great testament to the folks that work in our maintenance and our custodial departments. They came in right after the storm, and we had the shelter open, and we closed that after a couple of days, and got that building ready to go, and our maintenance guys went around, made sure everything was safe and that we didn't have any electrical problems and things of that nature. And just double-checked all our buildings, and we were able to go right there the day after Labor Day. And like I said, that's just a testament to the hard work that we have of those folks that, you know, are in the support role, and, they're in the background all the time, and nobody really thinks about exactly what they do and how much we depend on them to make things run.
Well, they sure pulled it together this time, and I know it was difficult for them as it was for everybody else. You couldn't get around hardly. You just had to find ways to get to where you needed to be.
Well, it definitely wasn't the usual ways. You had to be a little creative, but they got here and they got it done, and it's just a credit to them and their dedication to our kids.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Myers, I appreciate you taking the time to be my guest today. I know that you are busy and you've been sick, but I know you're going to be dealing with a lot of growth from Cleveland. You've got a long time to go for the year, but you got it kicked off pretty well.
Well, we're proud to be back, and like I said, it went good, and it's always always a pleasure to visit with you, RT, and always look forward to it.
Okay, well, I guess that wraps it up for Cox Radio. For your information, we appreciate you listening. Picker, key up that flat top and take us on home.